You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org, connected over the phone near our fair Mackinac Island in the state of Michigan to talk a little bit about art in the UP and also art on the island as well, all connecting together, looking towards Art Prize in the fall. I have Pasqua Wurzler, the artistic director from the Boniface Arts Center, on the phone. Good morning, Pasqua.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, so we're talking about Art Prize, and we're talking about a special event that's coming up also called Crossing the Straits. And that's a big part of this, the connection over the phone that we have right now, because I understand that you're there as well with Brian Kakis from NMU, and you're kind of playing a little bit of the waiting game right now to get things onto the island about this event. Could you tell us a little bit about what's happening on Mackinac Island?
Yeah, sure. We're waiting at the freight ferry. We're headed to Mackinac Island, where we will have 8 venues to show artwork that is produced by UP artists and that is bound for Art Prize. Next month, after the preview, we'll be going to Art Prize in Grand Rapids. So we're headed to that island to install at 8 venues and prepare for a reception on Sunday.
Right. And so this will be happening August 12th to September 7th. It looks like the Art Prize preview with this, like you said, the opening reception is August 12th at 2 p.m. on the island. And so with this, this is a little bit of a preview of what people could expect at Art Prize, and as well as giving a highlighting of art of the entire Upper Peninsula of Michigan. What could you tell us about the kinds of pieces that will be installed and maybe what that represents for the Upper Peninsula as a whole?
Well, I think it will give people in general a good idea of what's being currently created here in the UP. We have a wide variety of artists of all ages and all mediums really working hard. The UP has a creative soul, and these folks are scattered throughout the UP, and we're glad to bring them here to an exhibit so that folks outside the UP, outside the state of Michigan, can see that we're a distinct arts and culture district. And they're going to see all kinds of mediums, ceramics, some steel, a lot of flat work and caustic.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of what people would traditionally think of maybe artwork from the region, where you're going to have your photography and landscape paintings and drawings, plein air, but then also showcasing that the UP is not just the traditional arts. We've got artists who may be up here disconnected from distance of everyone else, but they're working on national and international platforms. And showing work from functional ceramics to non-functional abstract expressionistic metalwork. Captures a lot of, we have a wide range of 2D, 3D, and digital media that is part of conversations happening globally right now.
Right, so really anything you could think of in the art world and then some, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And now, Brian, we'll introduce you as well. You're from Northern Michigan University, and you're a collaborating partner in helping with some student work, I believe. And you're also a featured artist. Could you tell us a little bit about your initiative in connection with NMU and the Upper Peninsula?
Well, I run the ceramics program at the university, and am also the advisor to the student art gallery, and take part in the development of our curriculum and programs at the university within art and design. And one of the biggest things here is trying to cross over boundaries and extend the education for people in and outside of the institution of what art is and the importance of its significance in daily life. So this is a great chance. This is incorporating students from Northern, from Bay de Nock up to Finlandia. We've got students that have been working in and out of the classrooms with their professors, but now we're taking them and showing them the next side, hands-on, in the field, so to speak.
Absolutely, yeah, and this is a great opportunity for that hands-on and also to have that displayed on a lovely scenic area, too. Can we talk a little bit about the process of getting these pieces over to Mackinac Island? Because obviously, it's not just a car ride to get over there.
It's kind of like art. It's not just waking up, putting on your art hat and smock and saying, I'm going to produce art today. And all of the other little details, like just in the classroom, it is not about what is art. It's more about project and time management. And so logistics, that is what makes an artist. The ability to foresee and troubleshoot problems down to the dock we had this morning.
Down to the dock.
Not getting hot and heated and just having a lot to do with living. You're in the moment and responding to the environment, but learning how to do it sometimes just in pure pragmatics as opposed to ideals.
Right. And like you said, not getting too heated about things that maybe are out of your control. And those are great life lessons that art students and any student can apply to any situation. So that's great to incorporate those life skills along with the practicality of getting these art pieces to a place like Mackinac Island. And then also carrying that forward, going down to Art Prize as well. So again, I'm on the phone with Pascal Wurzler, the artistic director of the Boniface Arts Center, and this event is in coordination with the Boniface, and also with Brian Kakis from NMU, ceramics, and working with the Student Art Gallery. And Brian, you're also a featured artist in this. Could you tell us what you're presenting?
I'm presenting a piece from a recent body of work that is based in harvesting local materials from clay to the glazed materials. If you think pictured rocks in the UP, it's taking all of those things that we're looking at in its natural setting, cobalt, manganese, iron, titanium, taking these and applying a different vision to their inherent properties. So my work crosses over, there's a philosophy behind the construction of the work, and then also material science and trying to find, just like in education, trying to find to bridge the gaps between a STEAM education, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. One is not exempt from another.
Right, and it seems like a lot of people who study at Northern Michigan University or one of these surrounding areas has a little bit of a scientific bent to what they do anyways. I mean, you've got to have a love for the area to be, you know, studying up here, I'm sure, too. So it's great that you can combine the natural world with the artistic side, too, and really see things in a new light that way, too. That's cool. And Pasqua, we are also talking about how this is affecting the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau as well. Is this typically a pretty good boon for the island this time of year?
We are in peak season, and so we are going to be viewed by many, many, many people in this short run on the island. So, and it's a great time for leaders in the arts and leaders in the tourist industry to say, let's build cultural tourism. We can enhance their stay here on the island. And Mackinac Island Tourism Council has been a valuable sponsor, along with, you know, UP Travel and Recreation Association, Mission Point Resort. So those kinds of leaders in the tourist industry are wonderful because they're new voices and they reach new audiences that some of us in the Arts and Culture District might not always reach.
And now, could you tell us a little bit about the opening reception, which is happening Sunday, August 12th? I believe that starts at 2. Could you tell us what people could expect?
Yes, well, they can ferry over on the Star Line, also a sponsor for this project. And once you're off the dock, just stroll through. There will be maps, a walking map, for people to see where each of the venues are, and make your way to the other end of the island where Mission Point, it's the red-roofed resort at the end of the island, and that's where the nugget, the bulk of the exhibit will be, and the reception. We are happy to thank Imperial Beverage, who is new to the UP, up there in the Marquette-Negaunee area, for their donations, and we'll have refreshment and entertainment and wonderful artwork. We want to meet the artists and talk about how else we can, where else are they going.
We're speaking with Pascal Worsler from the Boniface Arts Center and Brian Kakis from NMU talking about Crossing the Straits, an art prize preview that's happening beginning with the opening reception August 12th at 2 p.m. and that runs until September 7th. The exhibit runs, not the reception. That would be an awfully long reception. Happening on Mackinac Island and centralized at Mission Point, and again looking forward to Art Prize 10 in Grand Rapids. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about this experience so far or what you're looking forward to?
Continued growth and making new connections with new people, whether it be in Michigan or hopefully outside of the state of Michigan. Again, like Crossing the Straits is a great starting point for introducing the UP to outsiders, if you would. So just like you'd be going around from venue to venue, that could be no different than starting here at St. Ignace and working your way up to Escanaba, then to Marquette, over to Houghton. And just showing, the diversity of this small piece of land up here.
These kinds of projects really bring people together in a working environment that extends the philosophy that we have and extends arts and culture. And so we're all excited and happy to be working on the UP Artists at Art Prize 10. And we're always looking for more of this kind of these kinds of opportunities.
Excellent. Well, Pascal and Brian, thank you both so much for taking some time to tell us about Crossing the Straits, and enjoy the weather while you're over there, too.
We will.
Thank
we'll
you,
send you a postcard, Kurt.